June 7th, Oswald Chambers. My utmost for his highest. Don't slack off. Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. John 14:13. Am I fulfilling this ministry of the interior? There is no snare or any danger of infatuation or pride in intercession. It is a hidden ministry that brings forth fruit whereby the Father is glorified. Am I allowing my spiritual life to be frittered away, or am I bringing it all to one center, the atonement of my Lord? Is Jesus Christ more and more dominating every interest in my life? If the one central point, the great exerting influence in my life, is the atonement of the Lord, then every phase of my life will bear fruit for Him. I must take time to realize what is the central point of power. Do I give 1 minute out of 60 to concentrate upon it? If ye abide in me, continue to act and think and work from that center. Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Am I abiding? Am I taking time to abide? What is the greatest factor of power in my life? Is it work, service, sacrifice for others, or trying to work for God? The thing that ought to exert the greatest power in my life is the atonement of the Lord. It is not the thing we spend the most time on that molds us most. The greatest element is the thing that exerts most power. We must determine to be limited and concentrate our affinities. Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. The disciple who abides in Jesus is the will of God, and his apparently free choices are God's foreordained decrees. Mysterious? Logically contradictory and absurd? Yes, but a glorious truth to the saint. The following commentary is not endorsed by either the Oswald Chambers Society or the publisher. These insights have been delivered through 808. To be best understood, the word atonement could be split into three parts. At one meant. In other words, Jesus Christ's work on the cross was to bring me back to the place that God meant for me. That is, to be one with Him. And it is only when I am not only at one meant, but also truly at one with God, that my prayers of intercession for others can be answered. Going back to Oswald's message, I would restate, am I bringing it all to one center, the at-one-ment of my Lord? I would also restate, if the one central point, the great exerting influence in my life, is the at-one-ment of the Lord, then every phase of my life will bear fruit for Him. Whenever you hear or read the word atonement, think at-one-ment, and reflect on whether or not most of your moments today or at one with God or not. The reason that whatsoever ye ask in Jesus' name will be done is that when we are truly abiding in Christ, we are the will of God. God's external purpose for me is that I would be one with Christ. While I am in complete unity with Christ, I am asking God in prayer for the exact same things Christ would ask for with the same great results. If the power that energizes and motivates us is the Holy Spirit living in us and not our own abilities and personal fortitude, we will be blessed beyond our wildest imaginations, and God will be glorified.